We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jonah Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on pro and college football at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. DelawarePark.com, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, if he's not traded beforehand, do you expect Ben Simmons to report for the first day of training camp in less than 2 weeks? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. That will be an interesting thing to consider, and we'll talk about it in the lead up to training camp. I mean, we're going to know soon. And then, of course, if he doesn't show up, how long will he not show up, and how long does it go on for, and blah, 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 and the whole thing's a mess. All right, let's talk some football. We got a game tonight. We got a bunch of games this weekend, and we get ready for fantasy football every Thursday at this time, John, with our buddy Paul Charchian from GuillotineLeagues.com.
Sponsored by Park Sportsbook app. New customers get a free $50 sports bet. No deposit required. ParksCasino.com/PA. Must be 21 and in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Paul, in all due respect, let me say there are people like me, not many, but people like me that maybe don't need your help because I got a great team. I'm 1-0 on the road to victory. But there's a lot of people out there, Paul, that need your help. From GuillotineLeagues.com. Paul, how are you, buddy?
I am doing great. And let me mention here, by the way, we're talking Ben Simmons in Minneapolis all the time here, too.
Interesting.
Because, we desperately want to get Ben Simmons here.
Wow.
And it feels like the teams are very closely connected. Everybody seems to believe that D'Angelo Russell is sort of the pivot guy in this. And honestly, many, many Wolves fans would be happy to include D'Angelo Russell in this package, but the problem is he's best friends with Karl Anthony Towns, and that stuff matters. You can't piss off your superstar players like you used to be able to in the old days. So that's a huge sticking point. But man, they're very hot for Ben Simmons here in Minnesota.
That's great intel, Paul. We'll stay on that with you for a few weeks and see where it goes. That is good intel. All right, Paul, let's talk fantasy football again from GuillotineLeagues.com. We got a game tonight, Paul, and teams, league owners are in an interesting spot with whether to play Saquon Barkley. If Barkley owners find out that Saquon is going to dress and play, but hear that he's going to be limited in his snaps, should they start him tonight or not?
No, for the same reason you shouldn't have started Barkley last week and plus some. So we got the severely reduced workload last week. He played less than half the snaps. And then when he did get the ball, it didn't look good, 2.6 yards per carry. And here he is coming just 4 days after last week's game. It all feels bad. And by the way, tough matchup. Washington was a top 10 run defense last year. They just held Austin Eckler, who's a healthier, better back, to 57 yards last week. There's just no upside here for Saquon Barkley. And I love the way you framed it up because I think you're right. There's a way better chance that he's inactive than people realize tonight.
What about the rest of the Giants offense? Any players that you can rely on?
The one guy that really stood out to me was Kenny Golladay. We kind of gave up on Kenny Golladay to a certain extent because he had been hurt all preseason and there was no mojo happening there, but Golladay looked awfully good. He got 6 targets last week and mostly played really well. Had a couple of contested catches. It's a tough matchup, however, and that part does worry me. Washington comes after the quarterback relentlessly, and it's a bad offensive line for the Giants. So Golladay is the only Giant that I would consider starting here, but he's still wide receiver 44 in my ranking, so still don't love him.
What about Washington's offense? How does it change with Taylor Heinicke?
So Heinicke doesn't have the downfield arm strength that you had with Fitzpatrick, who we loved because he was going to really open up the field and force defenses to play farther back from the line of scrimmage. Terry McLaurin, I loved what he was going to be able to do downfield. But, you know, now you gain some mobility, but in pluck, I guess, with Heinicke, but you just don't, the arm talent just isn't the same. And Terry McLaurin's been good with bad quarterbacking in the past. So, you know, we'll hope that, you know, he can do at least what he did last year in this series when he averaged 7 catches, 94 yards. And that was with Alex Smith and Kyle Allen at quarterback. So I still like him. And then, you know, Antonio Gibson is an extremely promising back. And interestingly, last year, he didn't catch any passes because they threw entirely to J.D. McKissic.
Right.
McKissic had 1 target and 0 catches last week. And if those balls are going to go to Gibson, that really raises his ceiling a lot. He's my number 9 ranked running back this week.
Paul, let's talk about 2 quarterbacks that, you know, would be starters in leagues, but Ben Roethlisberger and Aaron Rodgers, levels of concern that owners of them should feel.
Let's start with Roethlisberger. And I'm going to give you tangible and intangible reasons you should be very worried. The tangible ones, offensive line looked as bad as feared, and Ben had the league's lowest time to throw last week, just 2.3 seconds in the pocket. And his 2 main receivers, Diontae Johnson and Juju Smith-Schuster, were both bottom 10 in average air yards because he doesn't have any time in the pocket, and he's got to get rid of the ball fast. And that does not equal fantasy points when you are throwing passes basically to the line of scrimmage. And then there's this that's an intangible. If you watch 5 minutes of Ben Roethlisberger, that arm is just not the same. And I was hoping it would be better, at least at the start of this season, but it's not. It looks just like it left at the end of last year. I think you should be worried. Tricky matchup this week against Las Vegas after they ambushed the Ravens offensive line last week. Ben drops all the way to my number 21st ranked quarterback this week. Rodgers, on the other hand, zero concern there. Obviously, horrible game last week. By passer rating, Rodgers just played his 4th worst game ever. His 3rd worst game ever was against Tampa Bay last year when they got destroyed. And the next week, Aaron Rodgers came out and threw 4 touchdowns. And now he gets the Lions. And they just lost their best cornerback, Jeff Okuda. It's a disaster scenario for the Lions. Rodgers sitting on a big bounce back game.
Paul, you were talking about average air yards per pass with Ben Roethlisberger. Jalen Hurts, you know, we're excited in Philadelphia about the way he looked, but he had the lowest average air yards, I guess, for any quarterback in the NFL. How does that play into fantasy for him and for the Eagles wide receivers?
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up. And I thought overall it was a brilliant game plan by this new coaching staff to put Hurts in a position to succeed. While I wish there had been more downfield passing, there was some, and his best opportunity on that of the downfield passes was the misfire down the right sideline to Zach Ertz. And you know, had he hit that in stride, Ertz would still be running right now. But I love the confidence building. So, you know, you've got Hurts who came in as last year's lowest percentage completion quarterback, and they put him in all these high percentage positions so that he could make his passes. The accuracy I thought wasn't like perfect, but it was still pretty good. And at the end of the day, 4 incompletions, and at least one of those was a drop. So I thought it was an extremely promising start for Hurts. And, you know, we don't need him to do a lot more than what he just showed. And then Devontae Smith, man, did he look polished, guys. I'm sure you guys
He's going to be great. Paul, let me ask you this. First couple rounds of drafts that happened across the nation, fantasy drafts, other than for injury factor, obviously Saquon injury and all, are there players that you feel were drafted in the first 2 or 3 rounds, 4 rounds that you're concerned about their usage out of the gate that owners should be concerned about the picks?
Yeah, for sure. And I think none more than Ezekiel Elliott, who, granted, it was the toughest matchup of his year, but still, I mean, that was a down performance. And, you know, there's just a lot of people. If there are a lot of people who believe, like I do, if on any given handoff, if you were to hand the ball to Ezekiel Elliott or Tony Pollard,
yep,
I bet Tony Pollard comes up with more yardage than Ezekiel Elliott.
I agree,
does.
Paul. Look, listen, he's still going to get some touchdowns because their offense is going to move. But Ezekiel Elliott, I said to James before the draft, I could say it because I was picking 14th in our draft. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to touch Ezekiel Elliott if I was up that area, and I wasn't going to touch Saquon. I just, to me, there was red flags with both of them.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, for Saquon, you know, it might be Halloween before he's really right. And, you know, my season's half over at that point. So totally agree with you on Zeke. And that's, I think that's going to be something that really bears some close watching. And now, by the way, let's remember, they're without their starting right tackle for the next 6 weeks. You know, so it's, to me, that whole situation has got red flags all over it.
All right, so San Fran's running back that's going to start this week against the Eagles, he's the clear guy to pick up in leagues that was basically undrafted across the nation, correct?
Yeah, Elijah Mitchell is his name. Now, this thing's still super fluid. That said, we've got full-blown Shanahanigans on our hands because this running back scenario is so weird, and it always is. Nobody expected Trey Sermon to be deactivated. He was their third-round pick this year with a lot of pedigree and equity that they put into that pick, but Shanahan deactivated him. Now Mostert's out for the whole season. Mostert's done, and that means that Trey Sermon's going to be active. So it really feels like we're going to have a running back by committee. It's going to be a hot hand thing, and there could be a lot of disappointment and weirdness that still happens here, including – we had Jamichael Hasty get the goal line carries that Jeff Wilson had always gotten. So this thing's going to be super ugly. You want part of that offense, but, man, there's just no guarantee week in and week out what you're going to get.
Paul, Kenny Gainwell, he's a player a lot of Eagles fans have in their team. They like him. We all like him as fans. If you have him on your team and you're listening right now, do you start him this week or do you keep him on your bench?
What does it say that he buried Boston Scott? And to the point that – was Scott even active or did he just
He was active.
He didn't get any snaps on offense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what is it, for a rookie to do that, playing effectively that same role, very impressive. You know, through the first third of the game, I don't think he had a touch, but you can see that they clearly were very comfortable using him throughout the rest of the game. I think Gainwell is sitting on a potentially really nice season in that a guy you could pick up off the waiver wire. He's available in a third of leagues right now. You could pick him up. Start him in flex spots. Start him in a bye week. He's not going to be an every week contributor. And especially with Miles Sanders, I thought he had a phenomenal game. I think he ran as hard as we've seen him run in a long time. So he's not going anywhere. He's the rightful starter there. But I was really impressed with Gainwell.
What about sleepers that people can target for this week?
We liked Jimmy Garoppolo last week. I like him against your squad this week. People confuse the fact that he doesn't have an elite arm with the fact that he doesn't have to because he's got these great playmakers. So Deebo Samuel leads the NFL in yards after catch. George Kittle leads all tight ends in yards after catch. And you guys have seen Avante Maddox and Darius Slay and Steven Nelson. These are guys who have a long track record of being very inconsistent. I think Jimmy Garoppolo remains a safe play this week. At running back, we talked about how Aaron Rodgers is going to bounce back in a big way. Detroit was down by 21 points at halftime last week. A.J. Dillon, the backup running back, slated to, I think, have a lot of carries in the second half. You could start him this week. And one more sleeper for you. Jerry Jeudy got knocked out for half a season in Denver. Their slot receiver, K.J. Hamler, is this boom or bust, crazy fast kid who goes up against Jaguars slot cornerback Tyson Campbell, who allowed 8 completions on 8 targets, 80 yards, and a touchdown in his coverage last week. So for a boomer bust guy, KJ Hamler's got boom written all over him this week.
Paul, great stuff. GuillotineLeagues.com. We'll be talking to Paul every single Thursday at this time, getting you ready for the next week, each and every week. Paul, thanks so much, man.
Thanks, my friends. A lot of fun.
Great
Bye-bye.
Stuff. Thanks, Paul Charchin. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.